You should hear the newsmen applaud here at Cape Canaveral.
Coming up now from downrange, here is Robert Lodge on the Carrier Lake Champlain.
This is the aircraft carrier Lake Champlain. We see his bright orange or red and white parachute. Now coming
Mercury
down.
Mercury astronaut Alan B. Shepard reports he is at 7,000 feet descending on the main 63-foot wingsail parachute.
We have
coming
three
in for a landing.
In the air, headed towards the point where he is expected to hit the water. We do see the bright parachute up above. Just a few minutes ago, almost directly above us, we saw the vapor trail from the space capsule shortly after he had re-entered the atmosphere. It is now becoming harder and harder to see the parachute as it comes down on a level with the clouds on the horizon. This is Robert Lodge aboard the carrier Lake Champlain.
This is it. He's
as
on the way down.
As was expected at about this time, our communication with Mercury astronaut Alan Shepard is getting a little rough. He last reported his altitude as 7,000 feet descending.
The communications are going up because he's getting closer to the horizon and out of touch with Grand Bahama Islands. You should hear the newsmen here right now. They are absolutely screaming and shouting. They've been jumping up and down, holding their hands over their head in a great sign of victory because this flight is just about at its end. It is a tremendously successful thing. They're kissing each other and hugging and jumping up and down. Ike, take it.
I've never seen a more staid group before explode the way they did. They watched it intently as it rose, and their fingers were crossed, and they were practically praying with the rest of us that nothing happened to this Redstone or to Alan Shepard. And then when it went, and when everyone was screaming, they just went completely wild. They went berserk, so to speak. It was an exciting and inspiring sight. It was a beautiful, beautiful shot, and Alan Shepard is safe. Back to Martin Cady.
The mission is not yet over, of course. It is in those last final minutes as the capsule descends beneath the giant parachute at 20 miles per hour toward the Atlantic. But even as I talk to you now, out of sight from us, down the Atlantic missile range, off Grand Bahama Island, helicopters are swooping down toward the capsule. They are circling the capsule as it descends.
The Mercury recovery forces downrange report a visual sighting of the spacecraft descending in the parachute.
We have Bob Lodge now back at the Carrier Lake Champlain downrange in the Bahamas.
This is the aircraft carrier Lake Champlain. The parachute and the capsule are still coming down on the horizon. They're about even with the clouds now on the horizon. We are about 4 miles away from the spacecraft now. It has still not made its impact with the water. The helicopters are about, I would estimate, halfway to the point of impact. And as we say, the space capsule has not yet made impact with the water. In that lead helicopter, ready to pick up the astronaut, our first lieutenant Wayne Coons, the pilot, and Marine co-pilot George Cox. We're now probably no more than 3 miles away from the parachute. It's becoming very clear now. It's very possible that the carrier will be right close to the space capsule, the spacecraft, as it's being recovered from the water. It's swaying gently in the wind. Side to side, first to one side and then the other. It's a good thing there's a naval commander inside, or he might be getting seasick. The lead helicopter is now right at the parachute. They are now hovering over the parachute and will be ready to pick him up out of the water almost immediately. It just hit the water a moment ago. A cheer went up from the ship company watching here from all decks on the aircraft carrier. The parachute is now flattened against the water. And from this point, we are unable to tell how the capsule is riding in the water. But there are four or five helicopters in the near vicinity. The lead helicopter, number 44, is now right over the capsule.
Any moment now, we should have the word that the helicopters have picked up the capsule. This thing has taken exactly 15 minutes from start to end. It has seemed to have gone with absolute perfection.
The capsule is still floating in the water as the helicopter hovers overhead to hook onto the capsule. It's still too early to tell whether the astronaut, Alan Shepard, has tried to remove himself through the top escape hatch of the capsule. He may elect to stay in the capsule and ride back to the carrier in the capsule. And again, if he has removed himself from the capsule, he can be lifted into the helicopter to ride back probably a little more comfortably. The helicopter is hovering right over the spacecraft. And of course, first they must snip off the antenna from the spacecraft. Then it will be a matter of hooking onto the capsule and lifting it up out of the water to return it here to the deck of the carrier Lake Champlain. The helicopter is lowering the sling. The astronaut is out of the capsule. So far, we can't tell whether the astronaut inflated his life raft, but he does appear to have gotten out of the capsule. The helicopter has lowered a sling to pick him up.
These pauses are taking place in between the operation while the people on the carrier are watching the operation out at sea. It's impossible to tell from where they are exactly what is happening from moment to moment. The pauses you hear in between these reports is simply to get you the correct information. We've got to wait in between. Here we go.
Down through the capsule, the sling that was lowered from the helicopter is down through the spacecraft, and it's too early to tell exactly what they're going to do. Of course, the first thing will be to try and pick up the astronauts, get him into the helicopter if he has removed himself from it. Then to hook the spacecraft and return it here to the deck.
Attention.
This is Robert Lodge aboard the carrier Lake Champlain.
Any moment, of course, we should know exactly how he has left the capsule and when he is brought back to the carrier, from where he will be taken to Grand Bahama Island. The entire flight, however, is absolutely a success. There is no longer any question of this. America has struck a fantastic milestone.
The astronaut, Alan Shepard, has just climbed out of the capsule. And they are now trying to get him up into the helicopter.
They're lowering a sling. You can hear the shouting. They're lowering a sling to pick Alan Shepard up from the water.
The helicopter lifts the capsule and is turning around to return here to the deck of the carrier Lake Champlain. We can't be more than a mile and a half or 2 miles away from them now. Flying overhead are at least two of the tracking planes that were out here, as well as four or five helicopters to convoy the lead helicopter and the spacecraft back to the deck of the carrier Lake Champlain. The crew of the carrier is jammed onto the flight deck behind a barrier, waiting for the astronaut to return to welcome him aboard. They would have been very disappointed if one of the other ships had picked up the astronaut. The helicopter took off about 25 minutes ago, just a few minutes before launch. It's lead helicopter number 44, though, that will pick up the astronaut, piloted by Marine Corps Lieutenant Wayne Coons of Lyons, Kansas, and co-pilot George Cox of Eustis, Florida. Cox, right at this moment, is probably sitting in the compartment with the astronaut in the helicopter, but he has been instructed not to talk to the astronaut. Answer any questions he may have, they were told, but no one, especially newsmen, will be allowed to ask him any questions until he has been debriefed by doctors. The purpose is to avoid leading questions that may affect Shepard's reaction to his flight in space. The helicopter is approaching the carrier now. It's just a matter of only half a mile away. Crew jammed up on the several decks of the carrier here, waiting for him to arrive, as well as down on the flight deck of the Lake Champlain.
Any moment now, we should hear from the carrier that astronaut Alan B. Shepard has returned to the deck. We keep interrupting. Here we go.
Headed into the wind and moving at its speed so that the helicopter can perform its delicate job in an adjusted wind speed of no more than 20 miles an hour. It's circling around now to the port side, coming in slightly from behind and waiting on the deck. It's a special platform with 9 thick mattresses on it tied down. And the space capsule will first be lowered onto that platform with the mattresses. And then the helicopter will land. And the water is still spewing out of the bottom of the capsule as it approaches now. It's only a matter of 400 or 500 yards away now. Hovering just about 100 yards off now, directly even from where we're standing on an upper deck. They're now only about 6 feet above the mattress. They're guiding the helicopter to the rear a little bit.
The noise that is overwhelming the voice of the announcer aboard the aircraft carrier is from the helicopter blades, the tremendous noise of the helicopter itself right directly over the aircraft carrier deck. What is now happening is that they are about to lower in a high wind the capsule, and at any second, astronaut Shepard will be walking on the deck of the aircraft carrier, and we will have completed a most historic event in the history of man's conquest of new frontiers. It's impossible not to think of all the men who have gone before now. People like Ivan Kinchelow and Milburn Knapp, the men who have died in rocket airplanes to help make this day possible. Alan Shepard stands on the shoulders of many men who made this day come true. This is the beginning of a fantastic new age when two nations are marching into space in a competition with one another. America has finally forged back tremendously in this particular shot. This brings closer, very much closer, that time when we will attempt to send a man orbiting the Earth at 17,500 miles per hour. The ill-fated Mercury Atlas shot of last week will be repeated, and we now know the capsule operates perfectly in space.
And apparently stayed back in the cabin as Cox was helping to lower the spacecraft to the deck, because now the astronaut has just climbed out of the helicopter in his gleaming aluminized spacesuit, gleaming in the sun. The two doctors have already begun their debriefing. They are talking to him. Only official NASA photographers are allowed close by. A loud cheer has just gone up from the crew of the ship standing aboard. He's walking to the rear of the helicopter. He was supposed to have walked immediately over to a special ladder, taking him down to the debriefing room, but instead, he has gone over to the space capsule, is standing up on the platform that it is resting on, has reached inside of the space capsule to get his space helmet. He's removed the space helmet. He's looking around inside for something else. He now jumped down off the capsule. Seems to be in good spirit, walking normally, seems to be in very good condition. He's walked over now to the port side of the flight deck, asked the doctor to go ahead of him. There's a special railing there to be sure he wouldn't blow over. Quickly jumped down a ladder of about 6 or 7 steps, and he's walking along a catwalk now very casually to the Admiral's in-port cabin. There, after a quick routine examination by the doctors, Shepard may take a nap or some nourishment, perhaps a stimulant, and then be examined again by the doctors before leaving the ship for Grand Bahama Island. But apparently Alan Shepard is in excellent condition. Very good spirits, the way he walked around, climbed up on the platform on which the capsule rests, jumped down again, the way he climbed down the ladder, the way he looks generally, he has his space helmet off. He seems to be in very good condition and not affected adversely at all in any way. This is Robert Lodge reporting from aboard the carrier Lake Champlain.
You couldn't hear it from the radio from Cape Canaveral, but just now a giant F-106 fighter airplane with one of the astronauts aboard has screamed over the Cape with his afterburner howling, rolling vertically into the sky in the best possible kind of salute we could give to astronaut Shepard from one of his brother astronauts, a victory salute, a victory roll. We are now past that moment in history. America has sent her first man into space, Alan B. Shepard, 37-year-old astronaut of Project Mercury. We are that much closer now to sending our first man into orbit. The flight today, so far as we know, took place at 5,000 miles per hour. A man soared 115 miles high. He was in space. The rocket worked perfectly. The 2,000-pound spaceship, the Mercury capsule, worked flawlessly. Shepard was able to report a beautiful view from space. He controlled his capsule, turned it around, re-entered the atmosphere. Every last single piece of equipment, so far as we know, has worked with absolute accuracy and without a flaw. This is a payoff to a long program with great attention to detail of America not risking her man. I hope America takes pride in what has taken place this morning, because certainly we are proudful of it here now. We will bring you reports as they occur. We will keep you constantly informed. And now, Ike Pappas.
Martin, I can't help but think of how things will be 10, 20, or even 30 years from today when we'll look back on the events of the past few hours and think to ourselves how crude the first rocket flight was. Then I suppose regular trips to the moon will be undertaken by more refined spacecraft, and I can't help but think that this wonderful, strange, and almost otherworldly event that took place today is only the beginning for this country, and that so many greater things are to come, and that many other brave men like Alan Shepard will follow him into space. This is Ike Pappas and Martin Kaden reporting from Cape Canaveral and returning you to our studios.